Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Caleb Johnson. This report is brought to you by Family Dollar. The Hawks playing Game 2 of a back-to-back against the Grizzlies on Sunday had DeAndre Hunter back in the lineup and Trae Young for the full game, as Young led the Hawks with 28 points and 10 assists, along with a quiet 18 points and 16 rebounds from Clint Capella. Atlanta wasn't able to knock down threes with just 7 all game, as the Grizzlies took their 6th straight win, 123-119. The Hawks are now 2-10 in Game 2 of back-to-backs this season, with Quinn Snyder wanting guys to be more confident to shoot when open.
You know, if you're open, you know, some guys, you know, Bogey's going to take that shot. Someone else may pull through and drive it. Some guys might do either. But we can't let that mentality dictate how we play. If it's like, you know, if we're on or not. It's just got to be the way we play.
With 7 players missing from the team on Saturday, Atlanta United suffered their worst loss in club history, 6-1 to Columbus Crew. To top it off, defender Andrew Gutman left in the 45th minute with an injury. The Five Stripes will look to bounce back from this first loss of the season on Saturday against New York Red Bulls. Hop into spring and save more at Family Dollar. Gussie up with beautiful dresses and rompers at great prices. And welcome guests with tasty snacks, beverages, and a variety of ice creams. Family Dollar, helping you do more. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Kia Studios. On your home of Tuesday's Hawks versus Cavs game, tip off at 7:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
No ones, no twos, no threes. We're talking about seeds in the NCAA Final Four tournament. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Final Four is going to be in Houston this week, Saturday, and then, of course, Monday is the national championship game. We will carry all of that for you. April 3rd is the game. Pre-game at 6:30, tips at 8:30. Joining us right now, Deshaun Tate on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He is a basketball analyst, insider, loves college hoops, and covers all hoops. And Deshaun, you know, we were talking about Jim Larrañaga. I want to start there because I know you spoke with him. You actually did an interview with Jim Larrañaga, the coach of Miami. And Mike was saying, listen, I never root for the U, but I got to root for this guy. Tell us about what you learned from him, because he is a guy that I think is rootable, but not only that, he's a damn good coach.
Yeah, appreciate you guys for having me on. I mean, really just kind of, you know, kind of broke down about how he really believes that this Final Four has kind of been, you know, a perfect demonstration of, you know, parity in college basketball and usage of the transfer portal. Not very many programs outside of Miami has had the luxury of getting guys that have, you know, had the NIL deal that some of his guys have had. One of the guys, I think, a $1 million deal, Nigel Pack, who was a transfer from the Big 12 at Kansas State. But one thing you got to remember, you know, because I definitely wanted to ask him, is about how does this compare, as he is the only coach now that's going to be playing this weekend at the, or coaching at the Final Four, that has Final Four experience. and just how that, you know, relates still from something that happened so long ago. And just, you know, kind of certainly mention that that same George Mason team at that time that did beat, of all teams, UConn in the Elite Eight, had the size difference. So he's decided to kind of stay within, you know, kind of rolling out the small ball, playing within that, that same kind of system, that same kind of scheme, and that obviously the game's now being played in domes versus what they were almost nearly 20 years ago has made a significant difference as well. And because they are such a high volume, high octane shooting, perimeter shooting team, that they've got their work cut out for them. So they're expected and anticipating getting a bunch of shots up.
Yeah, man, it's not Tobacco Road, man. It's Cuban Cigars that's leading the way in the ACC with Miami. And by the way, you know, Carl and I were talking about this earlier, Deshaun. Miami paid the right guys, didn't they? And didn't some of these big blue blood schools have a bit of an advantage? I talked about Kentucky and Calipari. They had all sorts of mechanisms in place to get those McDonald's All-Americans and AAU guys. To me, you get money combined with a coach who actually knows what he's doing in the half court, and that's what Miami has done this year.
Yeah, they have. And listen, even last year, I mean, taking the team to its first ever Elite Eight, and this year to its first ever Final Four. And ironically enough, you got two Florida teams in it. I tell people all the time, if only we would have filled out our brackets based on vacation destinations, I guess, with the exception being UConn, maybe, then everyone's bracket probably would still be intact somewhat. But no, I mean, you got to give them credit where it's deserved. They won the ACC this year. Isaiah Wong, the ACC Conference Player of the Year. They've also got one of the better, you know, Robins to a Batman in Jordan Miller, which is something that you have to have when you want to make deep runs in March. And they've put themselves together a really good tandem and put themselves in a really good position to be able to, you know, advance on to the biggest stage that there is in college basketball. And we'll see that on this weekend.
Yeah, Miami closed that game against Texas on a 37-17 run. So that's why they were able to hold on and pull it out, and it was a great win. Meanwhile, let's talk about San Diego State. The Aztecs, they got a deep roster. They're physical. Listen, I told folks here last week, I said Alabama's in trouble. They were. And then they win this thriller against Creighton where everybody's talking about the officials. Mike and I have been discussing it today. Deshaun Tate, what do you think about the call?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, don't want to forget to mention that it was impressive that Miami put out two teams that were Texas-based to prevent them from getting to Texas.
True enough. That's
as
right.
As far as the officiating, I mean, listen, I'm always a believer in this, no matter who the team is. Anytime that you put yourself in position where the you know, the three or four men or women in the Foot Locker striped shirts, you know, can dictate the game based off of one whistle, then you kind of did that to yourself. You put yourself in that position. You didn't do enough. I kind of am on that side of the fence a little bit more, but, you know, what if the foul wasn't called? You know, would San Diego State fans now be having the same feeling or reaction because the whistle wasn't blown? Contact was made. You cannot, you know, ride a guy all the way to the hoop and put your hand on the hip and do all of that. You just back off. You put your two hands up. You know, you try to, you know, essentially it's almost like you can't even play defense anymore at that point because you can't even have the bodily contact in the event that you're not swiping at the ball. So they didn't do enough at the end of the day. And the team, you know, I guess the better team is advancing and surviving on to play for the big one.
The ratings have been pretty good. Are the ratings going to be okay regardless? I mean, because if you don't have these blue chips, you don't have the casual fan recognizes those brand names. As Deshaun Tate joins us here, guys, our college hoops expert. Do you still think people will tune in?
I mean, it probably won't have the same as it would any other year. Certainly not that it had last year where you did have, you know, Duke and Carolina and Villanova and Kansas. I mean, UConn is a blue blood within its own right.
Right.
You know, you get to thinking about the national championships that have been won over the course of the last, you know, two decades or so. They've got four national championships with different coaches. By the way, just I don't know if you guys are into this whole Benton thing or conspiracy theorists or what have you. This one is played in Houston, Texas. The other championships that they have won, 2004, won it in San Antonio, 2011 with Kemba Walker, won that one in Houston, Shabazz Napier and those guys in 2014, won that one in Dallas. So I don't know what any of that means, but, you know, they're in years where it does typically get kind of weird, UConn finds a way to get there, and in a lot of cases win it. But, you know, we're not just giving people national championships. I mean, this is a UConn team that has the size that none of the other three teams have. They obviously have the recognizable name, but nobody's winning titles based off of what you have on paper or familiarity. It's just weird because we start talking about March Madness. We want the craziness. We want the upsets and the buzzer beaters and the overtime games. Then we get to this point, we don't want that anymore. We want the ratings, we want the names and all these different things. It's just weird. I just embrace the teams that are there. You don't see any of the fan bases from those teams that are complaining about being there. All the other teams had chances. They just didn't take care of their business. So embrace what we have in front of them.
It's amazing you mentioned that. Calhoun, then Ollie, and now Bobby Hurley's younger brother, Danny Hurley, doing this great job. By the way, did you anticipate Gonzaga getting completely boat raced the way they were? That was humiliating what UConn did to them.
I didn't. I really didn't. It's crazy because UConn was one of the teams that started out the year. They get all the way up to the number two ranking early in the season. They're one of the last two or three teams to go undefeated. They're 14-0, beating teams by 25-plus points a game. And then all of a sudden, they kind of fall back a little bit. They rebound now at the right time. I don't know. A lot of people are just going to automatically, want to advance UConn.
Right.
But it's not going to be that easy. Miami is used to playing bigger teams than they are and used to being, counted out and what have you. They're going to be, right there. Obviously, nobody's talking about Florida Atlantic. Speaking of, listen, talk about San Diego State. If it wasn't for Florida Atlantic, we'd probably be calling, San Diego State. The team that is wearing the Cinderella slipper this time around. They've had some really good teams. And they put some good, solid players in the league, Kawhi Leonard, obviously. But if you can remember back, and I'm still wiping my tears from not getting the Final Four to come here, to our home of Atlanta in 2020 because of COVID, there was four really good teams that year. And that was most notably for number one seeds. That was Baylor. That was Gonzaga. That was also Dayton. And that was San Diego State. They still got some players on that team that is still remaining on that roster. So it's good to see it come full circle for a program that we do like to think of as a mid-major. They're more of a high major and one of the more respectable, high major programs or mid-major programs that is a very respectable conference as well.
We're talking with Deshaun Tate. News just coming down that Texas is going to hire interim coach Rodney Terry.
About time, Carl. About time. Yeah. What were they waiting on?
5-year contract. He's going to become the school's head time, full-time coach. He's 55 years old. I was just telling Chris, our producer, he's a grinder, man. He came on with Chris Beard, and we know what happened. Chris Beard ultimately got fired a month later. But these are all the kids that he helped recruit, and they had a nice run. I know a lot of people felt like, including me, they choked it away yesterday. But this is the right move. Sometimes, Mike, you want to go out and get the big splash, but the best guy is right in front of you.
Right.
And this is the guy that I think is going to do a really good job. So, yeah, Tate, I'm with you on this. I think it's a good hire. Hey, give us who you have winning this thing as we get ready for a big week of Final Four talk in H-Town.
Yeah, all the signs and fingers are going to point towards UConn. I guess that's which way I'm going. I feel like as soon as you say, oh, it's Houston, they get beat. Kansas, they get beat, And at one point in time, we figure, oh, well, it has to be Gonzaga. I see what's going on here. Well, guess what? They lose by 30. Now we're saying UConn. I'm almost afraid to say Connecticut. I'm going to take Connecticut, kind of, wearing my FAU-colored glasses a little bit just because I like to think of how cool that would be to see a mid-major program that has over 35 wins now to be able to cut the Nets down. They all got work to do, but obviously I'm going to go with UConn, but I don't feel extremely confident. They're not indestructible. They're not like the Golden State Warriors of college basketball by any means.
Hey, you going to be down there? You going to Houston?
Absolutely. We're going down to H-Town. We're staying over at Carl Duke's old spot.
All right. Because Carl and I were just – I just talked to Carl on the talk back while you were answering that question so eloquently that, we're going to take you out to dinner. The good news when you take Deshaun out to dinner, Carl, you only have to buy him an appetizer because he weighs 110 pounds.
Yes, this is true. He does not eat a lot.
I'll be down there on Thursday, so looking forward to
All right.
Hanging out with the guys and coming on the air.
Sounds good. Deshaun Tate, take care, man. We appreciate it. Tell the people where they can follow you.
At Tate's Take Hoops, TateStakeHoops, where basketball lives. Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it.
And he's getting great interviews with national guys. I mean, people are recognizing the skills. Deshaun's doing a great job.
No, and he's right about Larinaga. But I do think this is the turn, and I'm not saying like forever, but this is where college – there's more parity now than there's ever been. He just mentioned the San Diego State team. He's absolutely right about 2020. We got robbed because of COVID. Right. they had a Final Four team that year. Remember, everybody that was playing in college got an extra year of eligibility. So that's an older team. San Diego State is an older team. Guys came back. They said, well, why not? I'm going to come back and play. And you're seeing that now with a couple of those guys that are on that team. All right, we got more to get to, including the Braves making moves. Kyle Wright, the latest with the Braves as we get ready for opening day on Thursday. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.